Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Jay Swole, Dr. Swole. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jamal. This is podcast number 5. I don't know why they're labeled, because none of them are, like, after each other. They all have, like, a weird... It's like they start a segment, and then it ends, and I never do part 2s. But... Hold on. Car's making a weird noise. Oh, that's this damn truck next to me. Crazy as hell. But what's up, everybody? Just been chilling. I got nothing going on new. Doing the same thing. Working. Training. Competition coming up. Got officially, I think, 16 weeks out right now. Officially. Pretty cool. Interesting. Doing pretty good. I'm cutting, believe it or not. I'm not technically cutting, quote unquote, but like decreasing in calories. So decreasing carbs, decreasing all that stuff. So I'm actually feeling a lot better because I am not an eater. I am so sick of eating. I hate eating. Sometimes I'd be hungry at night, but I'm just happy I don't have to eat as much no more. Now, like, all my meals are so much, not, I wouldn't say so much, but a little bit smaller. I got a new one coming out this week, so hopefully it's even less. I could deal with hunger, I don't mind that. But just eating when you're full is the worst. I don't give a damn what nobody said. Let's see in 8 weeks what I'm talking, if I'm thinking the same thing. But as of now, that's where I stand. Besides that, nothing else really clicking. I'm about to start a new job on Monday as one of those people that hang off the side of buildings and fix like scratches in windows and broken windows, stuff like that. It's gonna be interesting because I'm afraid of heights. If you don't know what I know, right after I had left the store, I got a job with some guy as like a handyman. So we would go to houses and do everything basically. Paint, tiles, all that stuff. And I figured out real quick when I was on a ladder trying to paint gutters, I am afraid of motherfucking heights. And I've done some pretty scary things. When I've been on the roof trying to change the patio screens and all that stuff, man, I was been scared. There's some roofs I didn't even know ceilings and roofs can get so tall. So tall. I've seen one story houses, man. It's taller than my damn house, and I got a 2-story house. And I'm afraid of heights, so this is interesting. But it pays well, and it's not that many hours. It's like 25 hours a week, and you get paid for 40. So I'm gonna keep doing that with Uber. So I got nothing else going on. And I'm starting summer B classes coming up soon in college. So, well, let's see how everything goes. In college right now, I'm not sure even if I'm gonna keep my major or not, but as of now, it's still a PA, a physician assistant, and I'm almost done actually for my bachelor. So a few more credits and I can apply for PA school if I meet all the requirements, obviously. But we gotta see when that road comes. I just gotta finish first. That's what matters to me. Then what else I got new? My weight. I'm weighing right now roughly between my lowest 216 and a half to 218 on a weird day. So I'm getting lighter, as you guys can see. At my peak, I was like 224, 225. Fat as fuck. Now I'm not so fat. I'm just chubby. It's pretty cool. I can't wait for somebody to listen to this and look me up and be like, mother, I thought this motherfucker was fat for real. You guys gonna be, it's gonna be a fun surprise. For all 2 of you listening, it's gonna be a fun surprise. I know some people are listening now because I got more listens and I've been watching. So for all you out there, thank you so much. Even if it's the same person just re-listening, or maybe it's me And I just keep re-listening to them 7 times. But, you know, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But I'm just fucking around. But for all 1 or 2 of you listening, I appreciate it, guys. It'll get better. I know it's a sorry-ass podcast. You're probably just smoking a little bit listening to it. Or maybe it's somebody that knows me and just doesn't tell me that they're listening. And if it is, just don't ever tell me, please. Because we all know in reality I'm a very shy guy. And I'm just doing this for the hell of it. It's just my therapy. It's my diary. It's just something where I can talk and just get everything just kind of off my chest. Just feel like I'm doing something, you know? So just don't tell me, please. I appreciate it. Unless, like, I'm fucking up something. If I'm fucking something up, just text me kind of slick. Be like, yo, you know, I notice you do this a lot when I talk to you, so just fix that. You know, shit like that. Just say it. You know, don't tell me it's about the podcast. Just be like, it's when we talk. Even if we don't talk, okay? We don't have to just go through any of that. Just tell me, all right? Just let me know, be like, yo, you do this and this and this. You type that on Instagram, so just letting you know. And I'll be confused, and then I'll figure it out. But we never have to bring it up. Thank you in advance. Besides that, nothing's really changed. In the gym, I'd say I'm getting more sore. I don't know if that's the because the calories dropping a little bit. Like I said, I'm not technically cutting. I'm still in a caloric, you know, surplus, kind of, in a way. I, you know, on the scale, I'll be going down a little bit, but I could still gain size because it's enough food. But since it's cutting, I'm assuming it's because since the calories have been cutting that I'm getting more sore because my body's maybe doesn't have as much to repair. I'm not sure, because as hard as I work out, most of the time I never get sore. What I get is right after the workout, I'll feel like those muscles will be super tired and feel like they're gonna be really sore, but I never do get sore. I just always been like that. If I did ever get sore, it'll be for like half the day the next day. If it's a good thing, bad thing, I don't know what it is, but that's just who I've always been. No matter how hard I work out. And arguably, to myself, this hasn't been a good workout week for me. To me. And I am more sore than ever. So that's another thing telling me that, you know, I'm always working my ass off. Like, if somebody sees me, they wouldn't think I'm having a bad workout. But to me, I don't feel like it's the same. It's because of motivation dropping a little bit, you know. There's a lot of time, man. It's been 20 weeks since I started this program. That's a long time. When I thought, you know, I was going to be competing in July, to that to move to like end of September, October, maybe November, you know, that's a long time, man. Just be always watching your food, always on Fitness Pal, fucking around with everything. Always prepping meals in Tupperwares. Always thinking about what you're going to eat in a little bit. You know, always stuffing your face. Just eating things you don't really want to eat. And it doesn't have to be like that. But, you know, I'm put in a position right now where I have to eat dried chicken and rice out of Tupperwares. You know, I don't have much room. For variety, let's say. Because I have a big house, and if I have 2 or 3 different proteins cooked and ready to go, they're gonna get eaten. So it just works for me better if I make my meals the night before or the morning of, and I eat them, so nobody eats them. And it's anybody, I know some people think like, it's, you know, just tell them not to eat it, blah, blah, blah. But listen, okay? I am the oldest of 8 brothers and sisters, plus I got 2 parents. My 2 parents are nice enough to let me live under that roof, and I am the oldest, so they are my little brother and sisters. If they are hungry, they can eat my food. I might get irritated, I might get frustrated, but I'll never get mad at somebody for eating food, okay? Unless you did it out of spite, or you like wasted it or something. But it's food, okay? I be cooking all the time, and I see my brothers and sisters looking at me. Yeah, they can have my damn food, okay? I've done it a million times. I'll keep doing it. I don't care. My worst days, from people that I don't know, I don't tell my friends this. But my days were, they're like, oh, how come you don't have your meals with you or something like that. They don't know that I gave all my chicken to my brothers and sisters. Because they wanted food, and they like how I cook. And just maybe that day, my mom wasn't feeling good, and she couldn't cook. It's happened a few times. My mom's got a lot going on. She works. My dad works. You know, that's just life, baby. And I gave him my food. And I left him. I look in the fridge, and I'm like, damn, I don't see much. It's like, maybe my dad was going to shop, like, that day or the next day. But I know that they probably won't have much for that day, so I'll leave him the food. Now, don't get it twisted. They're not going to fucking starve, okay? For anybody listening to that shit out there, they ain't going to starve, all right? They're big, all right? They're older. They'll be, oh, motherfucker. Damn, this bitch smacked the damn brakes. Fuck-ass motherfucker. I hate people that can't drive. Damn, man, my bad. I don't cuss like that. My bad. I'm not like that. I don't have patience for these people who drive like that. But, yeah, they're older, okay? They're 20 and older, but it's just a big brother thing, you know? I give them the food, okay? The youngest is like 10. They all take care of each other. They'll be fine. They're not going to starve, so we don't need no fucking child services coming in the damn house. But, you know, that's just how I am. I take care of them. They're my babies. I do anything for them. And it's funny because it slipped up. They found out I was going to go to the competition. I was going to compete soon because they saw how I was eating, and then they watched me. I was watching when I'm on YouTube and I'm eating a lot, and I'm just not in the mood. I'll watch just classic physique competitors, bodybuilders, all that stuff. And they saw and they're like, oh, is that what you're gonna do? Blah blah blah, all this stuff. And it just came up that they found out and they all want to go. They're not going, nobody's gonna go actually. But you know, long story short, I'd do anything for those little fucks. Love them. One day I'll take care of everybody, even if they don't need it, because they don't need it. They're smart. And what else I got going on? That's about it, baby. Been doing some Uber. Love me some Uber. I hate Uber so much. Uber sucks. Uber's, you know, if anybody needs money, do Uber. If you got no choice, do fucking Uber. I don't blame you. But I'll just let you know, shit sucks, okay? Especially if you're picking people up. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. God bless your soul. Right now, I'm just doing delivery. So I'm doing Postmates and Uber Eats. It's been slow as a motherfucker. But I don't got to pick people up. I could fill up a whole podcast on some of the shit I've been through in Uber. I might say some stories. The worst with my Uber Eats is like, it's slow. You don't make much. You got weird people. I had somebody, some company from Canada, like some graphic design company, I don't know why. Don't do this, please. Don't do this. I don't know why they did this. Maybe so I don't fuck with their food, but I don't know any Uber drivers that would fuck with somebody's food. And just don't do this, man. These guys on the description put, thank you very much. We tip very well. So, you know, I was having a, you know, rough patch. I go through some rough patches I don't speak about too much. And what the fuck are you looking at? And, they, you know, shit gets rough with some money, but I live. So, when I saw that, I don't get tipped much. Especially Uber, you don't get tipped almost nothing. You're lucky if you get 2 tips a week. And those tips might be $2, man. So when you see that, you're thinking, you get happy, you know. I needed to buy some chicken that day and rice. I'm like, man, that was my first ride in like maybe an hour and a half of being online. And this was a McDonald's ride. So most McDonald's rides, you're not going more than 2 miles, because there's so many McDonald's around that it'll just be like the, anybody that orders McDonald's, it'll be the McDonald's closest to them. And there's a McDonald's pretty close to everybody. I've never had a ride from McDonald's more than 2 miles. And that's about a $5 ride. So when I saw it was McDonald's, you know, I got sad because it's $5. But, and for an hour and a half, you know, you wait an hour and a half. And when I saw that, I was that excited. I'm like, man, I need this. I can go straight to Walmart, get some chicken real fast, and I'll go back on Uber. I just need to get this food, or I'm screwed. And these dudes, it was at a hotel. And it's sometimes rough going to a hotel, man. You gotta go in the lobby and find the room, go in the elevator, all this stuff. So I found the room, and these dudes, this man opened the door, took the food, didn't say shit to me. Took the food, closed the damn door right in my face. Didn't say thank you. Didn't say have a good day. Didn't even acknowledge my existence. Just like the bag was floating there. Just got handed to him. Closed the damn door in my face. Oh, I was mad. I was more mad at myself, but I was pretty upset. So, long story short, I didn't get my chicken. I had to hustle some other things to try to make ends meet that day so I can get some food. But I did not get no chicken. Let me just tell you that right now. It's rough, man. You know, some people say just get any job and all this stuff. Listen, I worked at Burger King. I worked at McDonald's. I worked in the hood. I don't want to do any of that stuff no more, okay? I made money before, and money is not worth nothing if you ain't happy. I'm not working no more restaurant gigs, no food, nothing like that. I'm just trying to find a good, decent gig. That's why I don't even want to do the window thing, like in the beginning. I'm scared of heights, man. I don't know why I freeze up. I could be the manliest man in the world when you see me, but I bitch up real quick when I'm in the air. I don't give a damn. My nuts get sucked up all the way up. Man, it's just not fun. But, you know, sometimes you need money. But at least with that kind of job, it's not taking my whole damn day. And it's a little more free. Like, you don't have somebody on your ass all the time. I have somebody on my ass, I'm going to leave. I'm going to be a doer, respectful. You know, I'll be like, listen, you know, I only been here like 2 hours, but I'll give you my 2 weeks right now. You know, some shit like that. But I just can't do that. That guy I worked for as a handyman for a while, and he disrespected me like nobody's ever disrespected me in my life. I was talked like a dog. Worse than people spoke to me in the hood. And that's saying something if you know anything about the damn hood. I was spoke to worse than anybody has been ever spoken to. The only reason I put up with this man was because my best friend and his wife were my best friend and his wife. His wife is the sweetest person in the world. She used to feed me dinner every night, and I wouldn't have a penny. So sometimes that'd be the only thing I eat, and nobody knew that. But that would be the only thing I eat. This man didn't pay me nothing. I just put up with it because I needed the money. Uber Eats wasn't really a thing at that time, and I just didn't want to do Uber, so I'd rather get talked to like a dog than that. At the time, you know? Yeah, he's dumb ass. And I'm never doing that again. I'll never work for nobody that disrespect me again. Especially after that. So, yeah. I'm gonna keep doing some Uber so I can make a couple dollars. I need to get on the positive. Okay, I got too many people being successful around me. I need to get successful. Okay, I need to start making moves, start doing work, and I'm gonna do it. Even if it takes me hanging out a damn skyscraper window, being afraid of heights. You know what's gonna be funny though? I go on my first day and I look up or strap up to go up, and guess what? I quit. I don't think I'll do that, knowing me. But that'd be funny as hell if I can't do it. My bad. I'm trying to park. This place is full that I'm at. Turn off the light. Okay. How long I got? Damn, 19 minutes, dog. You can talk. Damn. I wish there was a way for you guys, for the two listeners, to talk to me. I want to know what's going on, how I can make, like, this better, you know, work on it a little bit, do something. Oh, they must have a costume contest or something today. Yeah, they've got a costume contest. I don't know, I'm gonna get down. This guy's looking at me funny. I gotta go up to him. I really don't like this guy. Alright, everybody. This was a weird podcast, I know. I don't even know what I talked about. But I hope whoever listens appreciates it. And I'll hear from... hopefully I can hear from you guys one day. Hopefully this thing gets better. Hopefully I get better. I will get better, baby. It's about making your movement. It's about being your motherfucking hero. Being your hero in your movie. Standing up. Standing tall. Okay? Make your movement. You know what a movement is? It's like a montage, baby. You know in the movie when that music starts, it's like dun 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 dun. You know, like that. And then all the clips start coming. Okay, don't get it twisted. In life, a lot of people, these people be getting depressed because you go on Instagram and Facebook, especially. It is me too. Okay, on YouTube, you watch motivational videos and highlight tapes and all this stuff, and you're just watching clips of all this stuff of people just doing it, just doing the damn thing. But you gotta remember, we are behind the scenes right now. Okay, you know when they make movies, it's not glamorous like that. You know that. This is why these actors are so good. They create that. Okay, it's not like that. All right, just understand. It's a grind and it doesn't look pretty. It's boring. It's lonely. This is so real. Okay? You're just gonna be alone sometimes. Most of us. If you're lucky, you got somebody, but most of us, you're gonna be alone. Okay? It's just you. And nobody wants to do it day after day. Every motherfucking day. All day. Every day for a week, every day for a month, every day for a year. Come on. But you have to do it like that. It's just little steps. Okay, little steps. And you just, if you do 100% every day, that's 1% going towards your goal. Think about it like that. That every 100% is 1%. Do it 100 times. You got 100%, baby. You're getting there. You might not be at your goal, but you're giving 100%. You're on the way. All right, everybody. Make your movement. I'll talk to you sometime this week. Love everybody. All right, kill it this week. All right, kill it. Peace.